The Daughters of the Land, or Genesis 34, Take 2, by Shona Moonbeam. And Jacob and Esau renewed their bond of brotherhood and bid each other peace. And they left, each to go their own way with their people. And lo, a few days later, Jacob bought a parcel of ground outside of the city-state of Shechem for his family to dwell. And the people settled into their daily routines. And Jacob was enjoying the chance to sit under the canopy of his tent and watch his young grandchildren play. And it was a joy to see the older children helping their mothers with the daily work. Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Gad and Asher and Dan and Naphtali went out to practice sword fighting. For that, of course, is what young nomadic men did. But Dinah, their sister, was lonely, and she bewailed her virginity. For back in Haran, before the party left Laban, the father of Leah, her mother, and Rachel, her aunt, she herself, Dinah, had come into the way of women, and her loins burned. But the menfolk were too busy with their doings to pay attention to her. And that night, a woman came to Dinah in her dreams, and spoke, "O Dinah, not for this, no, not to see my great-grandsons fighting, did I urge Terach, my husband, to move to Ur of the Chaldees, to live amongst a civilized people. Not for this did I urge Terach, my husband, to leave off from his wanderings among people who thought that the women were only property. Instead, I urged him to live amongst the Sumerians, among whom women had rights. No, not for this." And in the dream, Dinah did ask, "Is it really you, Hama? Is it really you?" And the spirit woman smiled and nodded, for Hama was her great-great-grandmother. And though the menfolk had not the wit to understand who she had been, yet some few of her adventures had passed down the chain of the generations, yes, even by her male offspring. And now Hama had a female descendant. And then Hama spoke again in the dream, saying, "God is so funny." And then dream Hama said, "What a joker, waiting 4 generations to give the strong woman a daughter." And being in spirit, Hama now was truly able to see it was funny. And she laughed. And then she looked again at Dinah and advised her, saying, "You go out in the morning and see the daughters of Shechem, and get in the market their advice to make yourself sparkle, for it will not take much, because you are indeed very beautiful. And let your father and your brothers take notice of you." And Hama smiled once again, and her image faded from the inner eyes of Dinah, the only daughter of Jacob. And then, indeed, did the spirit of Hama go unto Jacob, her great-grandson, who also lay sleeping. And she spoke to Jacob, saying, "Jacob, pay attention." And Jacob was surprised, for he had never had a woman speak in a dream before, and ordering him around no less. So Hama, his great-grandmother, said to him, "You listen to me, Jacob. You listen well. You have a beautiful daughter. Your grandfather Abraham was wrong to lie to the foreigners about his beautiful wife being his sister. And it credits you that you have not lied to protect Dinah, your daughter. But that is more because you are so obsessed with the muscles of your sons than any sense of propriety. Give it a rest, and let your eyes behold the beauty of Dinah, your daughter. She has come into the way of women, and yet you have done nothing to find her a suitable husband. Your sons Simeon and Levi are hot-headed and dangerous with those swords. Peace does not come easily. Do not let this opportunity slip, Jacob. Do not let it slip away." And Jacob felt confused and asked the dream image, "Who are you?" And the dream Hama said, "I am Hama, your great-grandmother. Not for this did Terach, your great-grandfather, go to live with the Sumerians, who understood that a people would be great only as their sons and daughters both were great." "Jacob," the spirit of Hama repeated, "Jacob, listen well. And then her image faded from the inner eyes of Jacob, the second born of Rebekah and Isaac. And in the morning, Dinah rose and went to Shechem to meet the daughters of the land and freshen her look. And Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, even the prince of this place, did lay eyes on her beauty as she was leaving the bathhouse, dressed in the finery of the craftswomen of his father's town. And the coal made her eyes sparkle, and his loins burned. And the loins of Shechem, the prince of Shechem, did burn very hot. And he asked his valet, "Who is this beautiful woman?" And the valet did answer, "O Shechem, my lord, this is the daughter of Jacob, who bought the piece of land outside the town walls last week for 100 shekel weights of silver." And Shechem said unto his valet, "Now leave me, that I might approach the maiden." And dressed in the magnificent finery of a prince of the land, Shechem did go to meet Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, the prosperous wanderer. And Dinah took heart from the dream of her ancestor and let him approach. And she did not giggle or hide her face. And Shechem was surprised at the composure of the beautiful woman, and he invited her back to the palace to meet Hamor his father, the Hivite king of the city-state of Shechem. And she bowed her head and said to Hamor, "My lord is gracious to let my father dwell alongside your people." And Hamor noted the beauty and refinement of this wanderer's daughter, now sparkling in the fashions of his own people. And he did say unto Dinah, "You and your people are welcome to our place. Your people clearly find favor with your God, who must be powerful to leave a wandering tribe so prosperous. May our people find favor with your people. May your people find favor with our people, and may we rise together as a new people." And Dinah bowed and said, "My lord, I will convey your greeting again to my father." And Shechem and Dinah, their loins burning, both took their leave, and Dinah followed Shechem to his rooms. And that evening Dinah returned to her mother and her three aunts, and they were amazed at her appearance, for Dinah shone like the full moon in her face, and her garments were simple, but of splendid fabric embroidered with gold, a sign of the love of Shechem, her lover. And Dinah did tell her aunts what had happened, that she had been chosen as the mother of a new nation, to be born of the seed of Shechem and the seed of Jacob. And Jacob was exceedingly glad to be in the land promised by God to his grandfather, and to have such a daughter as Dinah, who had moved to enact the commandments of his great-grandmother. But Simeon and Levi were displeased. "What, O father, is our sister a harlot, to be given up without your permission?" And Jacob sighed, for Hamor had warned him in the dream of the warlike nature of his second and third sons. And Jacob reminded them of his flight from this land over 20 years ago, and reminded them of his fears of his brother Esau, having been so recently relieved. And Reuben said, "O father, but the menfolk of Shechem are not circumcised, and do not worship our God." And Jacob sighed and was silent for a moment. And then Simeon said, "Let us tell them that they must be circumcised to honor our God." And Jacob and Reuben and Levi all agreed to this plan. But Levi and Simeon were sure that Hamor and Shechem would refuse. And so Reuben went to meet with Hamor and Shechem and tell them how to make the covenant. And Reuben was sure that they would not agree. But when he went unto the men, he was surprised at the love of Shechem for his sister Dinah, and they agreed at once that they would be circumcised. They agreed that all the menfolk of the city-state of Shechem would be circumcised, and so it was. And that night again the spirit of Hamor came to Jacob in his dream, and this time Abraham and Sarah and Terah were with her, and they spoke to Jacob, saying, "Jacob, O Jacob, do you listen well?" And Jacob was surprised, for never before had he had such a dream, and the ancestors spoke as with one voice, saying, "Your sons Simeon and Levi are planning a heinous crime, for they know of the pain and agony of the sons of the city-state of Shechem, and they are planning to revenge themselves for the, quote, dishonoring, unquote, of Dinah, your daughter. Jacob, O Jacob, do you hear us?" And they fell silent, but looked at his soul. And Jacob trembled with fear. And the four once again said, Jacob, O Jacob, do you hear? And this time he said, yes, my parents, I hear, and I will act. But Jacob knew not what to do. And in the morning he went to the tent of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, and Dinah's aunt, and told her to take Dinah and go to Shechem and warn them to make preparations against an attack. For the second and third sons of Jacob were indeed very hot-headed, and Jacob was not strong enough to prevail against them, and he could not bear to set brother against brother. And Jacob went to sit in his tent, and took strong drink to dull the pain of his spirit. And Dinah did warn her love soon to be her husband. And though the menfolk of Shechem were in pain, they resolved to protect their city. And they took of the store of strong herbs prepared by their priests against time of need. And they were ready when Simeon and Levi appeared. They were ready with their swords pointed as the wayward sons of Jacob came toward their gates. And Levi and Simeon were surprised, and they stopped. And Shechem did say, O you sons of Jacob, do no credit to him, for I do love your sister Dinah, and your father is pleased to join our people's lots. So do you leave us and go in peace. And Levi, seeing himself overwhelmed with force, turned to do so. But Simeon lunged to attack Prince Shechem, and that was a mistake. It was quickly over, and the next day the wedding was celebrated, and a new people arose from the loins of Jacob through Dinah, his daughter.